Psalm 121. I will lift up my eyes to the hills. From where does my help come? My help comes from the Lord who made heaven and earth. He will not let your foot be moved. He who keeps you will not slumber. Behold, he who keeps Israel will neither slumber nor sleep. The Lord is your keeper. The Lord is your shade on your right hand. The sun shall not strike you by day, nor the moon by night. The Lord will keep you from all evil. He will keep your life. The Lord will keep your going out and your coming in from this time forth and forevermore. It was a tough journey going up to Jerusalem, uphill all the way. Well, it's 2,500 feet above sea level, and to the east there's a drop of 4,500 feet to the Dead Sea. And it's surrounded by a network of deep ravines with near vertical walls to the west, the south and the east. Pilgrims on their way there often travelled in the evening or at night. It was cooler then. And of course they travelled in groups for safety. It was dark and scary in those ravines. Can you imagine? The sun has gone down, out of sight. The kids are whining, are we nearly there yet? For the umpteenth time. Even you're thinking, how far do we still have to go? And would you look at those hills? How am I ever going to climb that? All this loose rock. You're tired. It's spooky. There might be a band of robbers behind that rock. Some pilgrims were murdered here last year. It's getting more slippery. I'm going to fall over a precipice and that'll be the end of me if the snakes don't get me first or a mountain lion doesn't eat me when I'm sleeping. Yes, it's a tough journey. You're getting weary. You're getting discouraged. Anxieties are crowding in. But just when you feel like quitting, a voice, someone else in the party, breaks into song. I will lift up my eyes to the hills. And you look up and see the top of a massive mountain bathed in the orange rays of the setting sun. The song goes on. From where does my help come? My help comes from the Lord who made heaven and earth. God, the Lord, all-powerful God, God who just spoke and it all appeared from nowhere. God who made that mountain, sovereign God, God who rules over his creation with perfect, irresistible precision, gracious and loving God, God is helping you. He will not let your foot be moved. He who keeps you will not slumber. Behold, he who keeps Israel will neither slumber nor sleep. He'll shelter you from danger, day and night, from you go out till you come in, all through the journey, always. What a song for a weary traveller. Can't you hear the whole party joining in one by one, spirits revived, hearts lifted up, smiles returning? And here we are on our journey to the heavenly Jerusalem. There are valleys to pass through, disappointment, despondency, loneliness, tiredness, illness, grief, failure, all kinds of trials. Are you passing through a valley? If you're not, I'm sure you have, and you will again. When it happens, you're always inclined to look at the steep walls surrounding you and to think to yourself, is there no way out of this? You look at the rough path ahead, so many places you could trip and fall. You think about the settling darkness and the hidden dangers. You're weary. Those walls seem to be closing in around you. The journey looks impossible. Here's what you need to do. Look out of the valley. Remember the God who made the hills. He will not let your foot be moved. He has a course planned for you, and you will not be shaken from it, not even by an earthquake. He will not slumber. The night is settling. You can't see the way ahead, but God never sleeps. Day and night are the same to him. He's your keeper. You've heard that phrase, a kept woman. A kept woman has all her needs provided for. She has no need to work. She just needs to keep the old man happy. Well, just you do what God asks. He'll cover all the expenses. You don't need to worry. He's your keeper, and he has the whole universe and more at his disposal. He's your protector. You're safer than you would be in a castle. You're surrounded by his power and watched over jealously. He's a shield, not only from the dangers of attack, but from the hardships of the journey as well. The heat and the chills, the changes, the extremes, the bad stuff and the good stuff, because too much good stuff can be bad. He's your right-hand attendant. He'll keep you from all evil, from temptation, from error, from sin, from pride. God will preserve your soul from you go out till you come in, all through the journey, at all the turning points in between, at every point of change, always. Lift up your eyes and look at him. And when you do, you'll see there's nothing to worry about. There's nothing to dread. There's no need to stress. All that's needed is for you to be faithful, do what you're told, and keep journeying home. Yes, it's dangerous terrain. God doesn't always lead us on easy paths. And yes, there are dark valleys where the mind plays tricks. Sometimes he leads us on unexpected paths. Sometimes he disappoints. But he always, always keeps us. When you're in the valley, remember this psalm. It'll cheer your soul.